thoughts on your first day at a rookie mini camp?
It was fun. It was really fun. I was undrafted, so just my goal is just to make the team, and I feel like I could add value to the team. That's it. That's my main goal. It was fun. I'm from California, so humidity is a little different out here. So I'm just trying to get used to the plays and be comfortable out there.
Now, how fast has everything sped up for you? You come from the draft. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way you did, but the phone calls start coming in, start flying in, and now you go from here to your first day here. Have you been able to digest it all? Is it still, your feet just still going 100 miles an hour?
Still going. It's still going. Just kind of packing all my stuff, getting ready to come down here. I was fortunate enough to, train down here right down the road in Katy. So I kind of know how it is out here. But just coming down here, being official, putting on this jersey, it's just wow. It's crazy. I'm sending a whole bunch of pictures to my mom and everything like that. But, yeah, it's fast. But hopefully I feel like in time it'll slow down for me.
Now, during the draft process, Texans worked you out. Did you feel that this was a place that could possibly be for you, or were you still kind of in the dark?
Well, absolutely. I definitely felt like that could be a place for me. Even at the combine, I met with coach and GM and everything, Rick. And, just got a good feel for them. And, they got a good feel for me. And, that's when I really, even if I didn't come down here, I really appreciated it with this coaching staff.
You were able to make some plays out here today. In fact, one kind of phenomenal catch out there. How important do you think it is to make that good first impression out here on these early days?
It's very important. It's very important. That's what I'm just trying to do, is just come out here, make plays, be a good teammate. But, now my goal is just kind of do that consistently, because if you come out here one day and, make plays and not do it day two, day three, day four, then, it's just like a kind of one-hit wonder thing. That's not what I'm trying to be. So, very important for day one, but I got to rest up and get my playbook for day two.
Can you describe for me the road from walk on at Cal to get you into an NFL camp here?
I think that's kind of the theme of my life, just work and work and work. And I feel like with hard work, dedication, good decisions, I feel like everything has paid off for me, because no matter how I got here, I still have this jersey on right now, so I feel like that's really a blessing for me.
Did I see you catch two footballs at once today?
Yeah, I don't usually do that. It was just okay, let me just try to pick this one up. But, yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do that consistently.
So you were the number one target for two different quarterbacks when it comes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Did you have any choice with the Cal thing, or is that a family thing?
Yes, I did have a choice, technically, but I was wearing Cal hats since I was, three.
Okay.
So, and my parents met there. So without Cal, wouldn't be here.